Blog Talk Radio.
Benjamin Brothers Realty presents The Michael Van Tol Show, an inspirational community affairs program produced by Michigan Ocean Strategy Group, LLC. Experts in providing support services for new businesses. Call 248-516-8300. Benjamin Brothers Realty can help you buy, sell, or learn how to do real estate investing. Call them at 331-248-7120 to find them, fix them, and flip them. And now, author, recording artist, community worker, and Cast Tech graduate, Michael Van Tol.
Detroit Sunday Morning News and Information Podcast. And this podcast is produced by Michigan Ocean Strategy Group, brought to you by Benjamin Brothers Realty and the Warrior Lawyer, Johnny Hawkins. My name is Michael Van Tol. Thank you for joining us today. Our special in-studio guest is Nurse Nikki. It's all about a healthy life. She's right here. Good morning, Nurse Nikki.
Good morning, Michael. Good morning.
Great. Glad you're here, and it's time to have a healthy new lifestyle, and that's something I need to do, too. So I'm excited that you're here and talk to you about living a healthier lifestyle, and it's more than just food. It's a complete, total change in lifestyle.
It is. It's more than diet and exercise. A lot of times majority of people focus on getting well. They look at the food they eat, look at the exercise, but they neglect or don't think about the mindset. That's very important.
Great. We'll be talking about that with you shortly. The Sunday morning team is going to be getting on, so I'm looking excited about that. And we also, of course, have news, weather, and more information and conversation with the Sunday morning team coming up shortly. But first, before we do anything else, let's talk to Nurse Nikki. She's here, and then as the team comes on, we will introduce you to him. One team member right now, Kimberly Batchelor-Davis, lifestyle editor, author, speaker, podcaster. Good morning, Kimberly.
Good morning, Michael. Good morning to our amazing Sunday morning team. Shout out to missionary Hattie Humphrey this morning, and good morning, Detroit.
Absolutely. And guess what? I just spoke with her. She's not feeling 100%, but she wanted to let me know. Isn't that something? 94-year-old missionary Hattie Humphrey calls me to apologize for not jumping on the call this morning. I tell you, she doesn't have to apologize to anybody. She's walking in favor. I'll tell you that. So she does not have to call and apologize at all. But Nurse Nikki is here. Well, first of all, Nurse Nikki, I just got to say that some people wait a long time before they start eating healthy and living healthy. After they've done everything in life, they want to start living a healthier lifestyle, but a lot of times they could have had a more fulfilling, happier life if they would have started a long time ago. How did you get started into this healthy kick?
Ooh, my start was quite a while ago, and of course I have work I need to do myself. I think we're all a work in progress. But I've been interested in nursing and healthy living for decades, ever since my kids were little. My oldest is 36 now.
So I started nursing school in 1995.
So I was always interested in the natural healing thing. So I don't know if that's something that was just innate where interest came from, but I never really liked taking medication if I didn't have to. I do have medical issues. I was a child with asthma and eczema, but I was always just looking for how can I do this naturally? What can I do to be the most healthy me? Taking aerobic classes and things like that in my 20s. So it was just very important to me to be a source for myself, a source for my family, and a source for other people. So I got started in nursing school, like I said, 1995. I went to Wayne County Community College to get my RN degree, associate degree. And I've been working as a nurse ever since. I do have my master's degree in nursing, and I have some additional studies as a natural health consultant and a holistic health and wellness coach.
We're trying to get an echo out of the system here. So as we work on that,
and thanks to listeners for letting us know that there was an echo on there. And let me share this mic with you.
Okay.
Nurse Nikki, now you're not entirely new to this. You are in the health profession yourself. Tell us about that.
Yes, I am. I work for Fairly Qualified Health Center. And I've been working as a nurse. I include nursing school, so I went through 95. But I started working at a subacute rehab facility in the late 90s. Then I worked at Sinai Grace Emergency Department as a staff nurse and a clinical coordinator. So that was a lot of interesting experience that I had there at Sinai Grace Hospital. I've worked hospital in management in the emergency department. I've worked for Henry Ford in one of their emergency departments, and Henry Ford Macomb Hospital in Warren. So a lot of emergency experience. I've worked at Rehab Institute of Michigan, dealing with spinal cord and traumatic brain injury patients and physical rehab and medicine patients, and went back to Sinai Grace as the director of emergency medicine, left there in February 2020. And since then, I've been working in community health. So I work for an organization which is a federally qualified health center. And so it's ambulatory clinics, and we see people, at the primary level. We see adults, children, OBGYN patients, dental services, things like that. So this is different for me working in ambulatory medicine. So I've got over 25 years or so worth of experience working in hospitals.
So we said at the top of the hour, it was more than just food is a healthier lifestyle, but what type of foods are healthy for us right now?
Well, what type of foods are healthy is, I would say, don't shop the middle of the store. When you shop the store, shop the perimeter of the store. That's where you're going to find the majority of your healthy foods. Because you come in, you're going to see your fruits, your vegetables, you're going to see your meat, your produce. When you're looking at packaged foods and all those additives and ingredients that you can't even pronounce or spell, that's where you have to start to question and say, hey, what am I putting into my body? So you're looking at whole foods. Those are the most healthy things for us. I'm not going to say a vegetarian lifestyle or a vegan lifestyle is any more healthy than a person that eats meat. You have to really do what's best for you. I would say in moderation, of course, anything. But when you're indulging a lot in white sugar, white flour, those type of products, those are things that lead us to being pretty ill over time, because it does damage to your body.
So there's no, limit or group of foods, like vegetables, fruits, those type of things, but a lot of that process and frozen stuff and canned stuff. So what's, your typical diet?
Oh, for me, I do a lot of intermittent fasting. So, but when I do have any type of breakfast food, I usually start my day out with some fruit, and then I may have a salad at lunchtime with maybe meat or maybe not. It may have some cheese or something in it, but a nice healthy salad. And then for dinner, it's vegetables, meat or no meat. I may have a carb, a potato, a sweet potato, something like that. But that's what I typically eat. Do I indulge in sweet sometimes? Yes, I do. I will have dessert at times, but it's really important to limit the amount of sugar that we take in that's not coming from fruits and vegetables.
Now, what about extra, like you said, I read your website, and it's about not having stress and drama in your life. That helps, too, to be healthier. It affects you.
Yes. And so I've been studying this quite a bit lately, past few years. I've been doing more of a deeper dive into it this past year. A lot of us understand that stress can cause us what we call a stress headache, a stress ulcer. People get, pains in their head and body when they're under stress. High blood pressure goes up, things like that. But we don't get ready to take a test. You get test anxiety, your hands get sweaty, your heartbeat goes up. So that way we really start to realize how our emotions actually tie into what our body is doing. You know, and so, but we don't think about how a lot of our other emotions tie into some of our other health conditions. And so this is not scientifically documented, but there's books that have been written about it. There's a book called Your Body Keeps the Score, another book, A Metaphysical Anatomy. But your thoughts and emotions really do drive your health and your health outcomes. And so when you're holding on to things, emotional issues and trauma, anger, strife, jealousy, depression, those type of things will affect your body physically. And I can just tell you that once I learned it and looked back at my own medical issues and how they resolved over time, would come back and resolve, I linked them up to the emotional issues that I was going through at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And when the emotional issue resolved, the physical issue resolved. So I started to put it into practice. And when I noticed my body responds to my emotional issue, I knew that it was time for me to do a check and balance with myself emotionally to make sure that I put myself back on track to get healthy.
So something that I've always heard and even believe myself that things like having grudges, carrying, being angry at people, those things do affect your health. And if you, the more you have that, it turns into real physical ailments.
Yes, yes. I would say yes, it does. Mm-hmm. I would say yes, it does. People that are angry a lot and holding grudges, you may find that they have issues like in the liver area, in the gallbladder area, in the stomach region. You know, and I talked to somebody a couple of weeks ago, and he said he had his gallbladder removed and things like that. And I just challenged him. I said, my guess is that you have a lot of anger issues.
Mm-hmm.
And the woman in the room said, oh, not just anger, you know, and she just rage, you know, and she described him.
Oh.
And so it just matched what I had read about,
mm-hmm.
you know, different issues in the gallbladder or the liver area would be linked with a lot of anger and rage. And so here with this particular individual that in his life he's full of rage,
mm-hmm.
and then he ended up having to have a gallbladder.
Wow. And just imagine if it was addressed as an anger issue, as an emotional issue, it could have been resolved and it wouldn't have gotten worse or gotten to that level that he would have to have it removed.
That's the possibility, right? I can't,
mm-hmm.
I won't make that medical claim,
right.
But I will say, you know, try it out for yourself. See,
right.
See what happens with you, you know, because there's ways that we can start addressing our mental and emotional issues.
So you've studied this then,
mm-hmm.
yeah.
Yes, I have studied it. You know, I'll give examples for myself. I had a lot of heart palpitations, maybe like 200 an hour back in 2010. And I was seeing a cardiologist. No one could figure out what was wrong with me. Went to see a pulmonary specialist because I was having shortness of breath that wasn't related to my asthma. There was no definitive diagnosis for me from these specialists. And so I was like, what is going on? I'm definitely having these symptoms.
Mm-hmm.
You know, no one can tell me I'm not. You can see it on the EKG. You
mm-hmm.
can see it on the studies. And so there was nothing wrong functionally with my heart or with my lungs.
Wow.
And so when I reflected back on it, and I remember they spontaneously resolved. It just stopped and everything was fine. When I looked back and looked at what was going on, I was really having some emotional issues related to my marriage at the time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, marriages have their ups and downs, and I was going through some mental issues at that time and some grieving and some depression
mm-hmm.
about what was happening. And when I became resolved with the issues and just like, it's fine, I'm okay, you know, it is what it is type of thing,
mm-hmm.
my heart palpitations went away. My breathing got better.
Wow.
And this happened to me twice over the years.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, with my thyroid, you know, just different things that went on with me, I said, this is the thing. And so when I started reading about it, I said, people have to really get to know this information because it could really help a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, the majority of people it can help. If we all understood that keeping our thoughts and emotions in check will help us to get better. And we can't blame ourselves, right? Because some of us, a lot of us are born into this world with things already on our plate.
Mm.
We're not a clean slate when
right.
we come into this planet. you know, we come from our mother, our father, we're in the womb of the mother. We have the DNA of them and our previous ancestors all wrapped up in us, you know, and so we don't just inherit what we look like, our hair texture, our eye color. We also inherit some of their emotional issues as well. We inherit their knowledge, their skills, their abilities, and also their emotions and traumas that they were undergoing.
And, you know, and also whatever they were dealing with or going through during the 9 months, because if they were taking drugs and drinking and did not and had a bad lifestyle, that would immediately affect the baby.
Right. We see that physical.
Yeah.
Remember back in the 80s, they were calling crack babies.
Yeah.
You know, I hate to use that term, but that was the term that was being used.
That's where it came from, right.
Yeah. So that's the physical aspect. The emotional aspect is, and I like, when I was younger, because I had four babies before the time I was 22, but I would look at each one. I said, each of my children, this was well before I started nursing school, I said, each of them have my personality that I had when I was pregnant with them. If I was arguing and fighting with my husband, that's my angry child. You know, if I was settled and comfortable and studying the Bible, you know, and affiliating with people and going out and congregating, that's my child that is, he easily talks to people. He's not an introvert. He approaches, you know, he's just social, you know, and so I have one that maybe is a little bit more introverted or just solid. I'm like, okay, well, I was okay during that time. So I look at them, I said, this kid is just like me when I was pregnant, each and every one of them.
Wow.
Yeah, so they all have different personalities. I did something funny the other day. I sent them all a picture with their face expression, but it was my face expression mimicking them, you know, and so I'm like, this is that person, this one is that one, and they could all identify which one was. But definitely they are my personality from when I was pregnant with them.
Wow. I want to see, Kimberly, you got a comment or question for Nurse Nikki?
So, Nurse Nikki, this is a fascinating conversation. I'm going to ask you to repeat what you said about the grocery store. Did you say you should stop at the outer edge of the grocery store and not the interior?
Yes, stop the outer perimeter of the store. Yeah,
because
on the inner perimeter, you find all those prepackaged foods that have all types of additives and chemicals and things in them. And, you know, those are the things that, for the most part, you know, are not very healthy for us.
And thank you for saying that, because someone said that to me a couple of years ago, and I never heard that before. Can you talk a little bit, because I hear you talking about the importance of the mental and physical connection, and a lot of times when people are diagnosed with diabetes or heart disease, like what you were talking about when you were going through your heart palpitations, a lot of times people don't necessarily connect that. And I often talk to people about depression, and I tell them, I said, you know, things that are going on in your brain can manifest in your body. But we have to, as a society, get to this point where we not only just look at the body minus your head as something that can be sick, but also as your head that can be sick. And you just need to get whatever treatment and help to heal yourself, because we are a whole being, not just our body.
Definitely. We have to have the mind-body-spirit connection. You know, we have a physical body, and then we have what are called energy bodies. So we have like seven energy bodies, right? And even our physical body isn't like solid. You know, everything is energy and moving and vibration, right? And so we have to look at how are we affected by energy. You know, our thoughts and emotions are energy. And people think that things are stuck in our brain, so to speak, but it's not necessarily in your brain. It really affects your whole body. What I've learned over time is that we have a connective tissue, which is lies right between our skin and our muscles. It's like a spider web-like structure. And you'll see it like when you skin a chicken, it's that slimy kind of, you know, connective tissue in there. That's actually what we call a microcrystalline structure. It's the crystal structure in your body. And it holds information, just like crystals do, right? And so, for instance, if a person's having shoulder pain or back pain, you know, that information is locked there in your back, and you may be having some issues with money, you know, or having some feelings about money, and all of a sudden you develop back pain. That's because that's where that emotion stored itself, you know? And so if a person's going through depression, you know, they may have heart and lung issues. You know, so we really have to get to the core issue of what's going on with the person, with their thoughts and emotions, connected to what's going on with them physically. And if they need to see a social worker or a therapist or a doctor to start helping work through those issues along with the medical care that they need, of course, to function on a daily basis until it resolves, then that's what we have to be comfortable with doing. And I know, you know, in many communities, people don't like to say that they need, you know, psychotherapy or mental health care. But at the end of the day, we do. We do, you know, and I'm ashamed to say that I did, you know, seek some help myself actually 3 years ago. And it was helpful to me because of what it does, it gives you opportunity to talk things out. You hear yourself speaking. You actually start to come up with how you're going to resolve your own issues. You know, and so it's important to start having that talk therapy. But if you can start to relate, hey, my depression is affecting my heart and lungs, and let me start working
right.
with this. Because what happened to me was I said my body was physically dying. I said I was actually feeling like I was dying. And I said, if I don't get help, then I won't be here to help the masses of people that I call myself helping, right? Because we put our health off for so long. I see it daily in the clinics and the hospitals. We put our health off for so long helping other people that we deteriorate. And we don't get the help that we need. So we do have to get help both ways, medically and mentally.
Thanks, Kimberly. I just want to welcome another member of the Sunday morning team, political analyst, home care advocate, Henrietta Ivey. Good morning, Henrietta. We're here with Nurse Nikki.
Good morning.
Good morning, Michael. Good morning, Nurse Nikki. Good morning, Sunday morning team. Good morning to all our wonderful listeners and the city of Detroit.
And I don't know if you have a comment or a question for Nurse Nikki, and it's all about a healthier lifestyle, not just food, but also your emotions and about getting rid of the stress and addressing those things. You know, I think a lot of us, Nurse Nikki, were affected by depression during the last 3 or 4 years during COVID. And some people don't even realize that they were affected. I think I was. I think every family was touched by it. But I'm glad now that a lot of people are addressing it. But go ahead, Henrietta.
You know what, Michael, you're absolutely correct, and I'm just listening in to the conversation. Nurse Nikki has hit on all major points of health that I try to practice now, and I love the fact that she's speaking about the mindset and how the mind determines the health of the whole body. And I, for one, had a conversation similarly to that with a friend of mine the other day, we were just talking about how we need to change our mindset in order for our bodies to be healthy, along with diet. And she mentioned some things I think I heard about, you know, making sure when you go to the grocery store, you're finding, you know, your foods and certain things of that nature. You have to check, check the ingredients, because certain ingredients, they are on those labels and they're stored. When you look those ingredients up, you'll find they're very harmful to your body, but they're there. And the FDA has approved it, as they say, in small amounts. But can you imagine over the years those small amounts building up and causing all of these different inflammations and sicknesses and illnesses and contributing to cancer and, you know, just so much stuff. So I just want to say thank you so much for being on the show. And your information is very valid. And I will definitely be, you know, continuing listening to take some notes now because I just got up and my brain is still trying to catch up. Take some notes and, you know, to improve my life and pass the information on to the people I know who are trying to do the same thing.
Well, great. And Henrietta, I know you've had a busy weekend and we're going to talk about that in a few minutes too. We just got about 5 more minutes left with Nurse Nikki in this segment. Nurse Nikki, are there some things that other factors that we haven't touched on yet that can affect our health and our healthy lifestyle?
Well, I think we touched on quite a bit. So with the diet, you know, we want to make sure that we're eating healthy food that is alive, food that is high energy, food that, you know, fuels us and vibrates at a high level so that we are getting the best that we can from our environment. So make sure we're eating, you know, healthy and living food. Exercise is very important because you have to move your body. You know, if you just lay around and sit still, you know, you don't get the joints don't move like they should.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they need to be moved so that mm-hmm. the fluid moves and flows through your body and your joints can stay mobile and active and between organ systems. So we have to get some movement. You know, I recommend if you can do yoga, stretching, any type of aerobic walking exercises, but you have to get out and move your body. Even if you just do it in the house, you have to do something. And then with the mindset, I definitely recommend that people begin to meditate and take some time alone in solitude to yourself. Even if you just have to put on
mm-hmm.
that in a busy household, you can still put on maybe some headphones with some light music, meditation music, sit in the bathroom or the basement if you need to. But that gives your body time to reduce the stress, to relax, to take your mind off of everything that's going on in your life, right, and begin to heal. Because when your body is in a state of stress, it doesn't allow your body time to attack the viruses, to attack the viruses, to attack
okay.
the cancer.
Yes.
Because we people make cancer cells mm-hmm. on a daily basis. But if your body is strong, your body is healthy, you're vibrating, you know, at a high level, then your body can work on these things and get rid of it. But if you stay in a state of stress and your body's in a state of stress, your body can't heal those things. So I tell people to sit with yourself, deep breathe. Breathe deeply in and out from your belly, and then also just, you can count your breaths, you can count your heartbeat to take your mind off of extraneous things, because people say, well, I can't stop thinking about stuff. You can only really think about one thing at a time, so if you have to count your heartbeat, count your heartbeat, count your breath. It really does help. I was working with a guy in the clinic with high blood pressure, getting him set up to do blood pressure monitoring at home. His blood pressure was so high, we couldn't even capture it on the machine. So I had him
wow.
do the deep breathing.
That's scary.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Sit quietly mm-hmm. with himself and just count his breaths and heart rate. And within that 5 minutes, we were able to at least get a reading. So it came down to at least 180. So we know it's over 200. So that demonstrated to him that it does work. Demonstrated to me it works, and it helps validate what I say, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, but we need
mm-hmm.
to take
mm-hmm.
You know, and live in the present moment, live in the now, because the past is the past, right? And when you relive those moments in the past, your body reacts as if you're living that moment in that current moment. Your heartbeat goes up, you get stress, anxiety, you know, and so then your body, of course, succumbs to those different things while you're going through that emotion. So live as much as you can in the current moment. It is what it is, whatever the moment is, this too shall pass,
mm-hmm.
you know. Everything is temporary, so we have to look at things as everything is moving, so don't get caught up in what's happening right now. Focus on what you want it to be like and to visualize it as it already is. And those type of different things will help with the mindset. Visualize, set your intention, believe. And I like to say, let the energy do its work, right? It's like prayer.
Yeah.
It is prayer.
You know, what you're saying is so valuable. I wish they would include it in schools as a, you know, every day in schools, along with history and other things like that. And of course, exercise. It's a healthier way to live. And just imagine
mm-hmm.
people would have a more fulfilling life. Obviously, a lot of this stuff you might have studied, but you have gone through a lot of this
yes,
yourself.
To the point where I can relate to it over my life. And I go through things in life, and I say, I don't know why I'm going through this. It just... I'll know later on in life why I had to go through what I went through.
Mm-hmm.
So now I look back over my 53 years of life, and I'm like, I understand now why I went through
mm-hmm.
what I went through, whether good or bad, you know, and like it built me into the person I am now, gave me an interest in some things, and I can actually tell the story and relate it to myself. I had a doctor years ago, I was in my 20s, and I was sick, and he might have been his 90s, he was an older doctor, and he said, do you have any mental issues? Are you stressed out? And you know, he wasn't validating my sickness. He wasn't validating my physical.
Did you wonder why he was,
you know,
what does that have to do with me? Right,
right,
right.
I said, he's trying to, you know, just say I'm mentally ill or, you know,
right.
depressed or stressed out.
But he was on to something.
He was definitely on to something.
Yeah.
I was probably 25, so I remember that encounter now. Like, I'm never going to be able to talk to him for something. It was years and years
mm-hmm.
ago. And no, he wasn't a bobo. He was a very smart man, and he knew what was going on. He recommended that I go talk to somebody. And like most people, you know, get out of here with that stuff.
Right.
Because that's not what we're taught. That's what we learned. You know, so we have to learn something new and different. You know, so I would never tell anybody not to go to the doctor. Definitely go to the doctor, get checked out. You have medications you need to take, you know, to help your situation. But start to look at what can I do that's not allopathic. What can I do naturally and holistically to help myself get to the next level?
Wow. Hey, guys, isn't this interesting?
Yeah.
Very, very.
Something.
And the points are so valid. Everything she's saying is just like, it's so true. Like, it's so true.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. This lifestyle, your lifestyle, exercising, eating, all that has an impact on your quality of life and living.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Nurse Nikki, your website, how can we get more information from you and, you know, contact you?
It's simply nursenikki.com, NURSENICKY.com. I'm also on Facebook, Nurse Nikki, as well. So.
Great. All right. Thank you so much, Nurse Nikki. And I want to thank Curtis Smith for connecting us and referring you here. And, by the way, guys, I've got swag bags for everybody for the Sunday morning team. Curtis and Steve dropped
thank
them off.
Thank you.
Get that to you. So I have them here, so I'll have them, I'll make sure, I'll keep them in the car so that anytime I'm moving around, I'll have them with me wherever the Sunday morning team is. So thank you, Nurse Nikki.
Thank you for having me.
All right, we are going to take a break, and when we come back, we've got news and weather and more information. We're going to hear from the Sunday morning team. We got some exciting things to hear from Henrietta Ivy, who's been out and about and, you know, working in the community, getting things done. We're going to be talking to the Sunday morning team. We'll be right back after these messages.
Have you or a loved one been seriously injured in a motor vehicle-related accident? Then make your first call count. Call Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer. With Johnny Hawkins, a nationally recognized super lawyer, he cares, and his primary focus is on providing exceptional service to each client, and not just winning big. For your free telephone consultation with Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer, simply call 248-567-9990. Again, that's 248-567-9990. Support Black excellence by allowing Black excellence to support you through service. Have you or a loved one been seriously injured in a motor vehicle-related accident? Then make your first call count. Call Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer. With Johnny Hawkins...
He's a member of the Realty. Realty.
Look, we find him and fix him and fix him and flip him. We find him and fix him.
We find him and fix him and flip him. We find him and fix him and flip him. We find him and fix 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 him and flip him.
Listen, we find him and fix him and flip him. We fix him and then we equip him. Got him drippin' with style, got him like wow. Now everyone wants to know how. If you wanna do it yourself, you can generate generational wealth.
Yeah.
It's so comprehensive and it's not expensive, essential for financial health. You'll appreciate how we articulate when we communicate and we educate and we motivate and we innovate. It's
Benjamin Brothers Real Estate.
If you want to buy, sell, or learn how to do real estate investing, please call 331-248-7120 or email us at bbrosrealty@gmail.com. That's bbrosreality@gmail.com.
And now, back to the Michael Van Tool Show, sponsored by Benjamin Brothers Real Estate. Call 331-248-7120.
All right, we are back. Thank you. This is the Michael Van Tool Show, Detroit Sunday Morning News and Information Podcast. In the news this morning, it's Super Bowl Sunday,
tonight, 6:30 on Fox, gets the Super Bowl. And so the countdown to this year's Super Bowl between the Kansas City Chiefs and the Philadelphia Eagles is underway. And according to CNN, this, aside from it being the biggest sporting event in the United States, there will be some firsts today, including black players and coaches will make history. Of course, we've got two for the first time ever. And I just could not believe this. In 2023, this is the first time two black quarterbacks will be starting in a Super Bowl. Isn't that something? Patrick Mahomes and Jalen Hurts facing off to lead their teams to winning. And so tonight, 6:30, but, you know, the TV commercials will also be the stars, halftime show, superstar Rihanna, and, of course, everybody's going to turn it into parties and food and all this stuff tonight. Kickoff at 6:30 on Fox Network. Vice President Kamala Harris, she doesn't need any other drama, but let me read this. Vice President Kamala Harris, according to Yahoo News, was asked about her husband kissing First Lady Jill Biden on the lips at the State of the Union. I'm sure they probably, it just, you know, it just happened. They just hit each other at the wrong time, but they kissed each other on the lips. And a news reporter actually asked her about it this week, and she seemingly was caught off guard. I don't even know if she saw it or even, you know, it's no big deal, I'm sure. Vice President Harris said, "I haven't seen the video." She went into praising him, her husband, Doug Emhoff, and the fact that he's Jewish, that he's fighting against, so she kind of flipped the whole thing. Great. That was a great way to handle it, because you know, it was just one of those things. You know, sometimes you go to kiss somebody on the cheek or something like that, and they turn.
It's happened to me before.
The American press is something else, I tell you. According to The Hollywood Reporter, in a rare, if not unprecedented move, theater chains across the U.S. and Canada lowered their admission prices this past week. However, no sooner they had done that, they also announced a new tiered pricing so that, just like venues, the seats up front, you know, the first row seat where you hurt your neck looking up at the big screen, those are cheaper. The seats in the middle are the most expensive, and the seats in the back at the way at the top are also cheaper. So now when you go in, there'll be three-tier pricing in most movie theaters. So even though they lowered the prices, you'll end up paying more. You know, now this is not, don't confuse this with the luxury seating. This has nothing to do with that. That's still there. This is regular seats that they don't do anything extra for you. They're just charging you more now to sit in the middle where the prime seating is. That's what that's about. Unfortunately, more than 28,000 people have been killed and tens of thousands more injured in that magnitude 7.8 earthquake in Turkey and Syria this past Monday. The death toll is expected to rise even higher. Some are saying that we're looking at maybe 40,000 people dead from this earthquake. The rescue operations are all over northwest Syria and Turkey, and the relief efforts in Syria are complicated by the civil war that's going on over there. Workers in Turkey are still trying to pull survivors out of the rubble. I was watching this morning. There were still people being pulled out after over 100 hours under the rubble. There are still thousands more that we don't even know about that are still alive now that won't be if they don't get help in time. An anonymous American walked into
the Turkish embassy yesterday and dropped $30 million towards the earthquake victims. We don't know who that is, but
wow.
That was, they need
yeah.
it. I'm telling you, they need
yeah.
it. That is, this is looks like it's going to turn out to be one of the worst natural disasters in world history. What we're witnessing now looks like in world history. All right, Kimberly, what's the weather like this week? It looks like a nice, almost spring day here in Southfield.
Mm-hmm.
So It
is 31 degrees currently right now. The sun is shining. It is bright. Today, you will have mostly sunny skies with a high of 48 and a low of 30. Tomorrow, you'll have a high of 47 and a low of 29 with clouds in the morning, but sunshine will increase throughout the day. On Tuesday, again, a.m. sun in the morning, clouds in the afternoon with a high of 48, 44. On Wednesday, Bishop was on with me because I need some help on that. Rain is likely, but we are expecting a high of 59 degrees.
All right now.
It's February.
Yes.
And it's 59 degrees forecasted for Wednesday with rain likely with a low of 46. On Thursday, more rain likely with a high of 54 and a low of 28. On Friday, the temperatures drop back again. Light snow shower with a high of 32 and a low of 21. And Saturday, the sun returns, mostly sunny, with a high of 37 and a low of 23. And that's the weather.
Great, but it looks good. And it's getting warmer. It looks like we're looking at a good week coming up here. Yes, absolutely. Mm-hmm. All right. I just want to mention a few things about Johnny Hawkins, the warrior lawyer. I don't know if you guys, I know Kimberly was watching it the other day, but he dropped a new commercial with Judge Greg Mathis.
Judge Greg.
Mm-hmm.
And let me tell you, you know, all we can say is we knew Johnny Hawkins before he blew up, okay? Because now he's going toe to toe with the big dogs now across the country, and I know it's paying off. He just also announced that he just got a big case handed to
new
him.
Case.
So
mm-hmm.
yeah, you know, but he is one of the best in the country, in
mm-hmm.
the top 10 on most lists. The National Black
mm-hmm.
Lawyers Association, National Trial Lawyers, Personal Injury Specialists,
mm-hmm.
And many more awards, and been in business for over 25
mm-hmm.
years. The warrior lawyer, Johnny Hawkins, his number is 248-567-9990. I am so proud, let me tell you, LLS, the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society of Michigan, I am so proud to be part of the team here in Michigan as an ambassador for LLS. And you're going to hear more about LLS and what they want to do. And I have to go to this event next Monday where they're going to start marketing the ambassadors, me and about four or five other ambassadors in Southeast Michigan, and we are going to try to highlight the work that the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society is doing to help patients and their families here in Michigan. So you're going to see and hear a lot more about LLS
mm-hmm.
and what they're doing. So, and if you want to join the fight, go to lls.org or call 800-955-4572. If you would like your company to join the list of companies that support the Michael Van Til Show, call 248-516-8300, 248-516-8300.
And also, Franklin Wright Settlements, also glad to be a part of this great organization led by President and CEO Monique Marks. And, you know, Franklin Wright Settlements is, I believe, the oldest and one of the largest nonprofits in Michigan. Kimberly Batchelor Davis, you're the board secretary. Missionary Humphrey is the dean of the board. And I am so glad to be a part of Franklin Wright as vice president. And we've got some interesting things coming this year, I tell you, and I'm so glad to be a part of it. And what a successful organization run very well by Monique Marks, president and CEO. Mm-hmm. Would like to contribute and play a part in the organization. Here's the number, 313-579-1000. 313-579-1000 for Franklin Wright Settlements. All right, let me go to Henrietta Ivy. First of all, Henrietta, congratulations to you. It seems like you keep winning awards and all sorts of stuff that you, I mean, people ain't paying attention to you. You just got elected yesterday as secretary for the 12th Congressional District, right? Tell us about that. And you had a slate, a team, and the team won. So tell us about this.
So thank you, Michael, and good morning, everyone. So, yes, on yesterday was the 2023 Democratic State Convention, Spring State Convention, and that is the convention most of us, I mean, all of us on here know that that's the convention that convenes every year every 2 years to elect the current or new people to the seats of the 12th district or whatever district you live in. So I'm in the 12th. This was the whole convention as a whole. So you had all the districts down there running and people running for these seats. You had a lot of great people in every district representing their congressional. You had Rashida Tlaib. You had Lieutenant Governor Garland Gilchrist. We had State Rep Helena Scott, who was down there. We saw Hill Hopper, if you guys don't know. He's running for U.S. Senate for Michigan. And I didn't know he was a resident of Michigan. I'm like, what? Really? So I learned a lot about Hill Hopper yesterday, and I'm, you know, proud to say he's also running. I think if I'm not mistaken, I think he's running for Stabenow's seat.
Okay.
So he was there yesterday.
Say that again. Say that again, Henrietta.
Hill Hopper, actor Hill Hopper, is running for U.S. Senate for Michigan. And I believe that's the seat he's running for, Debbie Stabenow's seat, but she's our U.S. Congresswoman, Senate for Michigan.
That
so I think he's running.
That race is heating up. There's going to be a ton of people.
Yes, it is.
That's
going
to be an exciting race in that seat.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Okay. Yeah.
And so I think that's
up.
The thing. I know he's running for U.S. Senate, so I think of Debbie Stabenow and Gary Pierce, and knowing that Stabenow is now re-running for her seat. She's going to run her 2 terms out, and she's done, I mean, her last term out, and then she's finished. And Hill Hopper announced yesterday he's running. And again, I didn't know he was a resident of Michigan. So, yeah, it was exciting yesterday. It was exciting. So let me tell you about our caucus. Now, the 12th Congressional Caucus it's really huge. So you have what I call sub caucuses. Like one of ours was the sub caucus. We are the New Beginners Caucus. And so I ran on that slate and I won. And everyone who ran for those seats on that slate, that particular slate for the 12th district, because you had me for the 12th. You had Dennis Bryan, who's representing the 13th. You had Representative Lily Chain Scholing, who's representing the congressional seat for the 3rd district. The 3rd Congressional District, and then you had James Mitchell also representing the Congressional District seat of 12.
What would be your role, Henrietta? What would be your role?
My role for this particular state will be the secretary, and I will be making sure that I get information out to everyone in the and that's on this slate with a collective slate. So my role would be to make sure information is funneled through all the residents and people of these different districts. I will also be taking the minutes of every meeting and announcing things that are coming through people emails, invites, text messaging. So it's just a role where I will be responsible for phoning information in regards to what's going on in the district as a whole. And I'm excited about that because I love to make sure that I bridge information to people so they'll have all that good stuff to ponder on. And I want to make sure that they get it so we can all be informed, make better decisions, and just, you know, make sure everyone is up to date on what's happening with their leadership. And that's a role I take pride in because, you know, I'm really happy. I'm always talking about making sure the information get out there. It's important that the people get the information. So that would be my role, making sure that the people get the information. So I'm excited about that on top of all the other stuff I got going on. So that's a new announcement coming down the road. And I'll let everybody know that once the ink is dry. But there are some other offers and opportunities coming, some roles that I'll be taking on. Again, it'll be after, you know, the meetings and, you know, we'll see what happens. But I do want to say I am meeting with Representative Helena Scott this spring to talk about the crisis of care and to try to get her to be a supporter of the bill that myself and a couple of other caregivers and supporters are trying to build, and also actually bring back a bill we had in place that I just totally had forgot about because it's been so long, but it was brought to me the other day about a bill that we had already drafted that never made it to the floor. So that makes my job a little easier in drafting. So I can just take what I have or what myself and other team have and collaborate with what's already out there. And so we're excited about bringing that to her and just really just, you know, getting everything moving. And I say this and I'm going to end it. We are now a powerful Democratic party here in Michigan. We have the House and we have the Senate and we have the floor. So there is no reason, any agenda that's worth pushing through. And I say that
right
strongly because there are lot so many of them out there. You'd be like, yeah, you'd be like, come on now, that we don't need to waste time on one. And it's not that it's not important. It's just not as important. So we have to kind of make sure we put the top tier ones there, and then we work our way down. So in any capacity, we have the power to make Michigan strong again. Like I'm not saying that just the other pockets of the Reds are not there, because the Republicans are still there. But at the end of the day, we hold president over that party in Michigan. So I say that, and I'll say this. So if there's anything anybody on the team want to talk about, concern about, have issues with, your representation is there now, and there's no reason why certain things that we have been asking for so long and couldn't get done because of the party differences. We should be able to get everything moving forward. Michigan should be able to move forward strongly in 2023.
Well, Sunday morning team, we have our connection to the 12th district now. I tell you, this team is something else, and this race is heating up. I had a conversation, as you all know, I wear another hat as a political consultant. I've been approached already to manage a campaign for Senate campaign. So I'm looking forward to having some more conversations. So all I know, it's going to be a busy few years between now and 2024 and 2025. So, again, congratulations. We just had another member of the Sunday morning team chime in. Bishop Reverend Dr. Randall Smith, good morning, sir. How are you?
I pray all is well, and I just want y'all to know I love y'all so much. Y'all are in my heart. And I'm going to say this openly. Michael Van Tool, I love you so much, big bro.
Thank you, I mean that from my heart.
I'm going to show that to you.
Thank you.
I'm at my God Brothers Church this morning. I'll be with him all day. But I just want to say, I pray God's blessings be upon all of you all. And this is the season of miracles, favor, and blessings. I speak no ill against no one. I have nothing bad to say about nobody. But listen, people, let's get it right. Because God is coming back soon. Ready or not? Here I come. Christine.
Amen.
Christine. I speak over your life, baby sister. You should live up to good of the land. Y'all, excuse me. I just wanted to chime in and let y'all know I'm at a service, and I love you all. Henrietta, your brother loves you.
I love you, too.
Your brother.
Thank you.
MB Davis,
Minister,
you already know how I feel. Sir?
I love you, brother.
This is so, you know, thank you. You really blessed us this morning.
Yes, you do.
No, you are blessed.
It's just good to hear.
Me and my wife.
Thank you. Thank you. That was just a great message for us this morning, man. That's great. Appreciate you. All right, Pastor.
We'll see you tomorrow, big bro.
Absolutely. Absolutely. God bless you. Thanks for chiming in.
Love y'all so much. Love y'all so much. Have a great day.
Okay.
You too.
Bless you. Thank you.
All right. That was...
You know what, Michael? Can I also add this to that? I do apologize. I must let you guys know who your new chair is if you live in the 12th district.
Oh, yeah.
So yesterday, our 12th district is the 12th in our 12th congressional district will be... we have Judy Neal.
Oh,
and
I
want to
sit
up and just do, yes, Judy Neal won for the 12th congressional seat for chairperson. She is dynamic, phenomenal, and she is the one that will get the job done. We have Daryl Brown, who is our vice chair. Many of you might know Daryl Brown as he served as an elected Detroit Board of Police Commissioners representing District 1. He's a really strong advocate in District 1. He won for chair. We have Lisa Clayton Hicks, who is our treasurer. Lisa, I love her. She will do very well. She will make sure the money is handled right. Trust me on that. And I look forward to working with her. And our secretary, of course, many of you know Ms. Tashana, the political princess Gill. She is the secretary for the 12th congressional district seat. So those are the winners for the whole for the congressional seat for the 12th.
And Dennis
district.
Bryant, what's
and
his position?
I'm
what
secretary for my caucus.
Dennis Bryant, what's his position now? Because he was on your slate.
Now he is the Dennis Bryant for my caucus is the chairperson. He's the chairperson for New Beginners Caucus. So myself is the chair. Then we have Wesley. Wesley, I can't think of his first name is Wesley. He's our treasurer for my caucus. So, you know, that's a sub-caucus up under the hood of the 12th congressional. So you have these little sub-caucuses, and I'm on that one. And so that's who I wanted to make sure that, you know, the collective slate for the Michigan Democratic Party, new chairperson for the 12th district is Judy Neal. Chairperson, Daryl Brown. Treasurer, Lisa Clayton Hicks. And Secretary, Ms. Tashana, political princess Gill.
Oh, okay.
And
I know Tashana, I know,
and
Judy Hill.
So I would definitely put some information up about them, and you guys get to see it.
Excellent. Henrietta, thank you. It's very informative. And we got somebody on the inside now, Kimberly.
Absolutely.
All right.
Absolutely.
Kimberly, it's on you now. Your turn.
Okay. So good morning. I have a feel good story, and we were just talking about health, so this is very important. A 10-year study of Chinese adults over the age of 60 showed that a healthy lifestyle, in particular a nutritious diet, is associated with slowing memory decline in older people. And we know that Alzheimer's and dementia is something that is plaguing many people in our community right now.
We were talking about something like that with Nurse Nikki. And Nurse Nikki's still here.
Yeah, exactly.
She's listening to the show. So she stays to listen. So
okay.
She's listening right now. And
so
this is one of those things
so
that
let
we
me
talked
get this
about,
correct.
Nurse Nikki. Uh-huh.
Some major new research published in the BMJ showed that the benefits of healthy living were even seen in those with a gene making them genetically susceptible to Alzheimer's disease. carriers of the, and I'm going to mispronounce this, apolipoprotein gene, or E gene, the strongest known risk factor for Alzheimer's and related dementia, saw a slowing in memory loss, such as refraining from alcohol. The Chinese research team said that memory continuously declines as people age, but evidence from existing studies was insufficient to assess the effect of a healthy lifestyle on memory in later life. Given the many possible causes of memory decline, they explained that a combination of healthy behaviors might be needed for the best effect. And these and the six combination of the six healthy habits are: the researchers analyzed data from 29,000 adults over 60 with normal cognitive function. The group had an average age of 72, and almost half were women. At the start of the study in 2009, memory function was measured using an auditory verbal learning test, AVLT, and participants were tested for the APOE gene. 20% were found to be carriers. Follow-up assessments were then conducted in 2012, 2014, 2016, and 2019. A healthy lifestyle score combining six factors: diet, regular exercise, active social contact, cognitive activity, such as reading and writing, non-smoking, and never drinking alcohol was then calculated. Based on their score ranging from 0 to 6, participants were put into favorable, average 2 or 3, or unfavorable 1 or 0 lifestyle groups and separated into APO carrier and non-carrier groups. After taking into account other health, economic, and social factors, the researchers found that each individual healthy behavior was associated with a slower than average decline in memory over 10 years. A healthy diet has the strongest effect on slowing memory decline, followed by cognitive activity and then physical exercise. Compared with a group that had unfavorable lifestyles, memory decline in the favorable lifestyle group was 0.28 points slower over 10 years based on a standardized score of the AVLT, and memory decline in the average lifestyle group was 0.16 points slower. The participants with the APOE gene with favorable and average lifestyles also experienced a slower rate of memory decline than those with the unfavorable lifestyle. What's more, those with favorable and average lifestyles were almost 90% and almost 30% less likely to develop dementia or mild cognitive impairment relative to those with unfavorable lifestyles, and the APOE group had similar results. He said the research was observational, so they can't establish a cause, but it was a large study with a long follow-up period allowing for evaluation of individual life factors on memory function over time.
Did you, thanks for coordinating this with our guest. You got the right topic, you know, so this was, this was more evidence. To back up what the Nurse Nikki, our conversation with Nurse Nikki this morning, she's here listening and smiling, that it's right on target. This is exactly what we were talking about. Wow.
Yes.
Great, great. All right, Kimberly, thanks for adding that. We have a great team that does research, and I, you know, there were times when Nurse Nikki, I would come in and jot some things down, thinking that I was, you know, had it together, and the Sunday morning team would have researched stuff over the last couple of days, and I had to start looking at stuff prior, you know, I had to step my game up. You see, you know, you see this team is hot, I'm telling you. With Henrietta, in our political analyst, she is our political analyst, and then our lifestyle editor, Kimberly. And then we've got some other preachers and pastors. One of them chimed in, but then we have two more that are not on this morning. So we would have, they would have got given you their take on it too. Evangelist and prophetess Christy Laster Andrews and chaplain Kathy. So, yes, we got a great team that does their work. Okay, guys, it's just a little over four, and I'm so glad and that's what I like different from being on broadcast radio for so many years on the Praise Network. And to the podcast, you're a little bit freer, because if I was on the Praise Network, they would have took me off by now, you know. But the podcast, you have more flexibility. And, you know, if I had the time I wanted to, I can do the show every day. But I barely have time to do stuff now, you know. So if we go over a little bit, it's okay. Flint's back on a boil water alert again. A water main busted in Flint this week, and now they got to. I tell you, those people have gone through a lot of mess over the last few years. So they have a boil water alert in Flint into a water main break. So here we go. Here we go again. There was something else to. So what's on the menu tonight, guys? We're having deli sandwiches at the Van Tool residence. So we're doing deli sandwiches. I think we're getting some bunch of stuff from Mike's Jersey Mike's. So that's what we're doing. So what are you guys doing? Or are you doing special for the Super Bowl?
Well, you know, I don't know. My son said he's going to probably make some. Yeah, we're doing wings. I think he's going to do hot wings and probably some potato wedges. I'm not having any visitors, so everybody pretty much got their own thing, which is fine with me, because I'd probably just be sitting on the couch snacking and relaxing and watching the team and all the wonderful. And I don't need nobody when I'm sitting in my pajamas looking up, snacking and looking like I've been in the house all day. I just want to relax. I'm just ready for the halftime show and see which one of these teams going to take it home.
Yes. What about you, Kimberly? Now, see, I did not ask anybody who they were rooting for, because I knew it was going to be a problem. That's why I didn't ask, because,
It's not a problem, Michael.
I am supporting Patrick Mahomes and the don't understand, you know, what's the deal with the Philadelphia thing. I don't understand that. But I'm going for Kansas City.
Okay, so that's a good thing. So I'm going to end this with a quote that Rihanna said when she was on stage, whenever somebody asked her, she was at an award show, and they said, "Who are you voting for?" She said, "Everybody black." So that's my answer to, we got two black quarterbacks. So it's all good.
Okay.
It's all good.
Okay.
But yes, we are having a couple people over. Yeah. Just a couple people over and have some chicken wings with some sliders and just really enjoying being around people and watching the game and loving the halftime show. I am a huge fan of Rihanna, and so I'm so excited that she's going to be on. So I'll be dancing and singing in my house. So.
Yes, I'm looking forward to. We haven't heard from Rihanna in a long time. I still go back and watch some of the past Super Bowl halftime shows. You know, the most iconic, memorable one was when Michael Jackson popped up out of the floor and bounced on the stage. That was. I'll never forget that. And he stood there for, I don't know, about at least 2 minutes.
People
just stood there.
See him.
People were going crazy.
And he just took his shades off. But he turned his head and they screamed. Then he took his shades off. They screamed. And it was like, who can do that now? Who can stand there and get applause for 2 or 3 minutes? Unbelievable.
Right.
You know, we're going to look back in history. You know, these people now, that it was Madonna, Prince, Michael Jackson, they were so, they are so big. They were so big. And guess what? They were all alive at the same time. You know, that's why
they were.
That's why I cannot go to a rap concert because I'm spoiled. I'm used to dramatic productions. I'm used to you know, what was that? Cher, the singer. People, Madonna, the fashion.
Stevie Wonder.
But now these rappers, they just stand there and move their hands and stand there at the microphone. No, that's not a show. That's not a show. If I'm going to pay $80, $100 or more, $150 a ticket, I was looking at Madonna the other day. The Madonna, when she did the Vogue thing, she dressed like they did back in France, back in the whatever, 1600s. All of the dancing was choreographed. That's what I'm used to. I'm used to dramatic effect, acting. Remember the Mothership? I can't go out and just see somebody just stand at a microphone rapping now. No, maybe my son's 21. He can do that with these. He might like it. Not me.
And I think that's why Beyonce probably has the accolade she has as an entertainer.
That's
because
she
is actually an entertainer.
Yes. Yes.
She gives you a show.
That's what it was.
Right.
They were entertainers.
I think she gives you so hype.
Yes, they were multi-talented. They were entertainers. Most of them wrote their own, they wrote their own songs.
And play their own instruments.
Nowadays, this stuff is so much, there's so much sampling going on right now.
And as Prince loves to tell people, he said, I play my own instruments, I write my own music, and when I go on stage, my microphone is on. I'm like, all right, go ahead now.
And guess what? Not only to that point, he owns all his masters. Nobody owns Prince's masters.
That's right.
Nobody. So that's real entertainment.
Before we go, I watched the Byron Allen special last night. It was 2 hours from 8 to 10, bunch of comedians and singers. And what I liked about it is that it wasn't anything special. There was no awards being given out. They weren't trying to preach nothing to you. There was nothing on the agenda, just fun and music. And that was so refreshing to watch a show like that where there was no strings attached, because some of these things is always stuff, they're pushing something, and I get tired of the award shows sometimes, but last night it was great. So they had a lot of different comedians, and they were funny too, and they didn't use a lot of bad language, the family could sit and watch the show last night. Yes. All right, guys.
And that's important.
Yes. So thanks for getting up this morning. I am so excited. Thank you, Nurse Nikki, for joining us and helping us with a healthier lifestyle. And then don't forget, guys, I do have the swag bags here. And I want to, again, because Curtis is, he's listening this morning. Thank you again, Curtis, and your team for giving us the swag bags. And, we appreciate it. Thank you so much. And it's a lot of stuff in that bag. It's a lot of stuff. So enjoy, guys.
Nice.
Yes.
Okay. Right. Thank you, Mr. Curtis.
Thank you.
Yes. Enjoy Super Bowl Sunday. Have fun today. And God bless you. And be safe out there. And have a great afternoon.
God bless everybody. Have a great day.
Absolutely. And we're going to, I think as we go, the last guest, Pastor Bowman, last week, he left some music with us. I'm going to play a little bit of Pastor Bowman on the way out of the program this morning. Thank you, guys. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
love with you, and it's true. What I feel inside for you.
Everybody ready? That's right, come on. Let's let him know how much we love him. He's been good. He's kept us through a pandemic, from danger seen and unseen. That's why we love him. Let's go.
You've been listening to The Michael Van Tootle Show, sponsored by Benjamin Brothers Real Estate. Call 331-248-7120. Today's program was produced by Michigan Ocean Strategy Group. Experts in small business support services, call 248-516-8300 to start your business today. The Michael Van Tootle Show can be heard every Sunday morning at 7:30 on the Detroit Praise Network. Thank you for listening.